The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And it is your escape from the everyday news cycle that's out there 24/7, 365. If you pay attention to it, if you, you know, turn your TV on and you want to see all the things that are happening around the country, that's fine. But I can only take a little bit of that. And then, you know, I listen to it, but I like to be able to get out into God's nature and enjoy what he's provided for us. And I was able to do that this week with a turkey hunting trip to Washington County with my buddy Chris, former producer here in WCBM, and my friend Bobby Dutra. No turkeys. We heard them. But we had a great time in the outdoors and, you know, sat till noon and tried to play ball with the turkeys. They didn't want to play ball with us, but... You know, it was another day in the woods, so that was a good thing that happened this week. Today is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit banquet at the Point at Pintail. We'll tell you more about that in a minute, but right now, let's talk to our friend, Glenn from Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Doing all right, you guess?
I'm still looking down to the top of the grass where this grass at.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. When that happens, you can still see down to the top of the grass rather than looking at the roots, for sure. Yeah, man. Well, good. So what are you up to this week? Anything good?
No. Nothing particular, I guess.
Yeah, you got any turkeys out your way?
I don't know. I haven't been.
What's that?
I haven't got my hunting license yet this time.
Oh, you didn't? Well, you're having a little problems with your eyes, aren't you?
Oh yeah, that's nothing new.
Nothing new?
Okay.
Well, I got you.
And since I don't drive anymore after that accident, I gotta get somebody to take me out there.
I hear you. Well, all right. I just wanted to say good morning. I'm glad you called in and said hello this morning.
Hey.
All right. Anything up? What's that?
Take care, everybody. I said hi.
I'll tell everybody you said hi. They're hearing you right now. So, all right. You take care of yourself this week, buddy.
Hey.
All right. All right, talk later. There goes Glenn. Always nice to hear from him. Morning, John B. How are you? Got a text from John B. The phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. A couple things going on today. Mentioned the one, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit. I'll be the MC at that event this afternoon. I've been talking to the folks from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We've got four listeners that are going to be attending. Some of them coming with their spouse or significant other, so that's great. And I'm pretty sure if anybody wants to go, you can get a ticket at the door. It'd be better if you registered online or at rmef.org or gave Denise a call at 302-335-3635. This is at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open at 4 p.m. And they're offering sporting clays for $35. Try to be there sometime between 9 and 2. Make sure you get a spot on the range, that's for sure. So Doors open at 4 p.m. for the benefit, but why not join the fun and have a terrific meal with your fellow conservationists? Tickets are only $50, which include your membership and the digital Bugle magazine. And we talked about sporting clays, but you can win great guns and hunting gear if you purchase raffle tickets, play the games, or, you know, bid on the live auction. And there are a lot of nice auction items up for sale. Some hunting trips, some fishing trips, you know, some really good stuff. I got the list yesterday, and our friend and rabbit hunter Charles Rodney will be the auctioneer. He knows what he's doing, and so we gave our tickets away, and we look forward to meeting the folks that volunteered their time to, and paid to go to this event, you know, and we look forward to meeting a lot of our listeners and having a good time and a great meal. So if you can make it, we'd like to see you there. Also today is the 44th annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That's coming to the Star Center, and that's 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace, up there in, I guess that's Harford County, in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5. That's today, 9 to 5, and tomorrow, 9 to 3. Now, this is a family-friendly event, fun-filled, features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale, wildlife art, obviously. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. Lots to see and do. You can explore the history of decoy carving. You can meet the famous carvers, even the ones gone by, and you learn all about waterfowl gunning and the displays inside the Decoy Museum, located at 215 Giles Street. Mostly talking about the flats. Mostly talking about the historic canvasback flocks that we had there during the day, where market hunting was the profession, and thousands and thousands and thousands of canvasbacks got shipped out of Maryland on rail cars to New York City and across the world. You can learn about the history of that and how modern waterfowl conservation came into effect right there, focused on the Chesapeake Bay. Visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com. You can download a map of the Decoy Festival, because it's all around town. It's three or four different places. Make Havre de Grace your target destination today and tomorrow for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Check out the details at decoymuseum.com. So that's that. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. It's turkey season. I mentioned we went turkey hunting the other day. I'm taking my annual fishing trip on Monday, and we don't know what's going to happen. My buddies are out there pre-fishing and trying to figure out what's going on, locate a few fish, and, you know, we'll give it a shot on Monday. The weather's iffy. The water temperature's iffy. The water level is iffy. Everything is iffy, but if you just waited till the conditions were perfect, you'd never go. Right? Right. So we've battled rain, we've battled wind, we've battled pollen, we've battled high water, we've battled low water in the past, for the past 20 couple of years on this annual trip. And I look so forward to it every time. And we've always been successful. We've never not caught fish. So I've got some good folks there in the Electric Bass Anglers group. And they're dedicated. They are dedicated. And I'm privileged to go with them and enjoy the day. So that's how I feel about it. I stopped at Clyde's the other day. I saw Mr. Clyde, said hello. Keep him and his family in your prayers, if you would. But while I was there, I looked at the St. Croix rods, and I said, you know, I've got a lot of fishing rods. I've got some Kunan rods. I've got some I've got some Shakespeare rods. I've got some Mitchell Garcia rods. I've got some Shimano rods. I've got some Lou Childrey Lou sticks. And I've got all kinds of fishing rods and reels, and I've got some inexpensive ones, too. But I finally took a good look at the St. Croix rack. And I've been thinking about a St. Croix for a long time. And you know what? The other day I pulled a trigger on a 7-foot bass action, medium-heavy, fast-tip fishing rod, and I can't wait to try it on Monday. I put a nice President reel on there from the folks at... why can't I say the name? Pfluger President. That'll be my fourth one that I have. And they've updated them a little bit. And I like the way it looks, and I like the way it feels. And I've always had good success with them. So I've got that going on. 12-pound test, Berkeley on that. And that's a line I've been fishing since I was a kid, Berkeley fishing line, Berkeley XL, Berkeley Trilene. I've tried different lines. I have a couple spools filled with Power Pro and some of the other braided lines. I have one rod with fluorocarbon. I took that off. I couldn't take the memory that the fluorocarbon had, even though it was a nice clear line. So I've kept some for leader material if I need them, and I'll tie that onto the braid if I need a clear leader at the end. But so far so good. And how long have I been fishing? Well, let's see, 66 years, something like that. So yeah, Berkeley's been a part of that for a long, long time. Filled up with that premium monofilament at Clyde's and put it on that reel, so it's all good. Can't wait. Are you fishing? Are you folks fishing? I got a nice picture the other day from our buddy Lee. His daughter caught a couple of freshwater drumfish in the Susquehanna River. Yep. The biggest one was over 5 pounds. That they called DNR to find out about it. It's not a trophy-sized creature. I don't even know if it's on the list. I haven't looked at the list of citation animals, but it is not trophy-sized. Apparently, Virginia has one of some 23 pounds, I think, is what they told me. So talked to Keith Lockwood there at DNR, who writes the fishing report, among other things. Been around a long time, known Keith a long time, and he's the one that did the paperwork and checked it out. So I've never heard of one being caught in Maryland, but, you know, there's all kinds of things out there swimming in our river systems and so forth. So, all right, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I stopped at Backyard Billy's the other day and had a very nice conversation with Bill, the owner, and I will tell you something, folks. Here we are at the beginning of the grilling season. The Memphis grills that I've been talking about, the stainless steel Memphis grills, are on sale between 40 and 50% off. And here is one of the things that I got to look at, a couple of things actually, and I even took a picture of it. There's a marble top island, 7.5 feet wide. It's already built with ceramic faced brick in multicolors. It's got the Memphis grill, it's a pellet grill in the center. It's got drawers on the side, places to keep your food warm. It's 7.5 feet wide, and it is ready to be delivered. And it will be delivered and set up. It's not your hardware store $299 grill. It's not your big box lumber company grill that you can load up on the back of your truck that they've already assembled for it. No. This is a heavy duty grilling center. For the right person who has the right deck or the right backyard, it's a 7-foot color touch screen, a 7-foot thing, the color touch screen on the grill, 3 meat probe ports, Wi-Fi app for monitoring, ergo, economic, and convenient. And that is the Memphis grill on that island. It is absolutely beautiful. There's another one. That's right, a Memphis pellet grill, pro, built in with a 5 foot Stone Island. Also the touchscreen, also the meat ports, the Wi-Fi, and all that stuff. The prices that are on the grill tops are 50% off. You cannot buy a Memphis grill and have someone build this island on your deck for what you would get this for. So if this is a special person, it's going to take a special person that I believe might be listening today to go in there and take a look at that. But the Memphis stainless steel grills are just absolutely spectacular. There's only four left, and they're 40 to 50% off. So there you are. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And let me give you a little bit more details on that place. Backyard Billy's is located just off Kent Island, and it's the exit coming from the bridge is 44B Evans Avenue. When I go from the Eastern Shore, I can get on Route 18 off of 50 at the outlets there, and I go right up through the center of Graysonville. It's not that far, and I turn right on Evans Avenue. You turn right on Evans Avenue coming off Route 50 going the other way, and then you turn left. I turn left into Drummer Drive, and you turn right onto Drummer Drive or whatever that is. But you'll see Backyard Billy's when you get there. But they are your hearth dealer. Pellet, gas, electric, wood inserts from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Freestanding wood and pellet stoves, all on sale. 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the on-sale fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name.
All right. Let's let the rest of that for the next break. What do you think? That's David Alan Coe, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He spelled his name correctly, A-L-L-A-N, like me, and passed away this week, April 29th, at the age, the ripe old age, of 86. Born September 6, 1939, passed away April 29th, 2026, in Dallas. Notable country singer, I'll tell you. He wrote, if you remember, Johnny Paycheck sang the song, Take This Job and Shove It. David Alan Coe wrote that, so I watched Johnny Paycheck perform that show. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, let's talk to Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
How are you this morning, Alan?
I'm good, buddy. You going fishing today?
You bet, yeah. All
right. Every day, right?
Pretty much as I can.
I hear you. Yeah. What's going on out there?
It's your retired life. That's what you do.
I hear you. Yep.
Yeah. You go fishing. Yeah. I heard you didn't do too good with the turkeys off this week.
Nah, but you know what? Turkeys don't bother. I'm not ate up with it. You know, I like hunting them. It's fun to get out there in the spring. But I've never been a good turkey hunter. And they just make me laugh. And if they come in and I blow the shot or they bail, I just laugh at them because it's not, you know, I don't throw down my gun or smash it against a tree or anything like that. I just let them. Yeah. I laugh at them because, you know, they're a little.
Go ahead. We were up Pretty Boy a couple of days this week, and the water's down low. And they were along the bank. They were out along the bank, strutting and chasing hens and all. Oh, it was pretty lively up there.
Wow, I thought. Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. Oh. Strutting and all, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's the first time I ever seen one that's doing that.
I've heard them up there any number of times, but I've never seen one up there. I've seen the eagles. Oh. You know, they got a nest up there, but no, I've never seen the birds out.
Yeah, we were out three times this week, and we've seen them every time we went out. And heard so many of them. It's there's a lot of them up there, evidently, because you hear them everywhere, echoing off the hills.
Oh yeah, no question, no question.
Pretty awesome. So. We're going to go to Liberty today and try to catch some stripers this morning while it's cloudy.
I got you. Still plenty of them in there?
Oh yeah. There's plenty of them in there. Yeah.
I know they spawn in there. They spawn in Piney Run. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very
there's
cool.
Plenty of them in there. They've been catching them pretty regular.
Oh yeah. Gotcha. Leave your number with Aaron there, and maybe I'll give you a call. We'll go out someday.
Love to. I will do that. Yep.
When the moratorium was over, my stepson was young. I don't even remember what year it was, but Liberty opened on the freshwater striped bass like a week before the bay did.
Right.
And I think there were 18 inches. Well, we were out there. We were probably one of a very few number of boats. And I think, if not the first one, one of the very first legal stripers was caught by my stepson years and years ago, once the moratorium was over. And we had an outdoor writer with us, Brad Beach.
Oh yeah, Brad Beach.
That was the day, and we caught that striped bass in Liberty, and it's just another memory in the old memory banks. But it was pretty cool to think that you caught the first legal striper after the 5-year moratorium.
That was awesome, man. Brad was one of my best friends, man. He died too young.
I know he did. In tragic circumstances, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really was. It was so rare. His last days, I lived right at the boat ramp, and his last days of fishing, I used to meet him there in the morning and put him in his boat and set him off, and I would go to work. And then I would meet him in the afternoon and help him get his boat out of the water so, you know, he could at least go fishing on his last days. He thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate that because Brad did a lot of writing for me, and we were pretty tight friends. So, but anyway, very good.
Definitely.
Thank you. Well, you knew Joel too, right?
Yeah.
They had the boat dealership.
Uh-huh.
First morning I ever fished Liberty, Joel took me. I said, you want me to meet you at the boat ramp at like 6 o'clock? He goes, what are you going to do? Throw it in their mouth when they yawn? He said, meet me at McDonald's at 8 o'clock and then we'll go fishing.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Joel used to take clean all the lube out of a new fishing reel and replace it with toothpaste a whole season with toothpaste in his reel. He claimed that the abrasive in the toothpaste polished all the gears up. And then he'd clean it all out at the end of the season and put fresh grease in them.
That's crazy.
How about that?
That's crazy.
He was a crazy guy. I loved the guy. So,
yeah.
Oh, Mike, you bring back memories, buddy. So,
yeah, that's so funny.
All right.
We'll
talk to you guys later.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks. Later. See you, Mike. Bye-bye. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? I'm getting a lot of text. Oh, look at that. I see that. Yeah, I've seen this on my deer camera. I don't know what it is. Do you have anything about this? I'm going to send you a few pictures. What is he? What's he looking at? He's looking at a deer. Huh. Well, I see a lot of pictures here. I'm not sure what I'm looking at. Huh. I'll call this fellow later. He doesn't know what it is. I don't know if he's talking about a deer that's transitioning from winter coat to summer coat. That looks what he's talking about, a little button buck or something. But we'll talk. We'll talk. If it is the deer, then I don't see any issues there. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. All right. I'll call him later. Talk to you later, buddy. Appreciate that. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. What time's it getting to be? Oh, it's time. Time to tell the folks about Spurry's Tire Service. So, I had a check engine light come on, and my heating system acted kind of weird. I'd look at the gauge to see the outside temperature, and it would go from anywhere from 11 degrees below zero to 29. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm going, nah, that's not right. So it's warm in the truck. I got to turn the air conditioning on. All I get is heat. So I took it to Sperry's, and I talked to one of the technicians out there, and he said it wouldn't do us any good to check that because we don't do that kind of work. He said it's your ambient temperature sensor that's malfunctioning. And he said, we don't fix those here. So he recommended another place in town, and I went there and made an appointment, got that work done yesterday, and that's exactly what happened. But what they told me was somebody had struck my car, my truck, in the front, the sensor's in the front bumper, disconnected the wiring and fractured the sensor. Well, it's not a very expensive piece. The sensor's only a few bucks, but because of the location and the wiring, you've got to take the entire front bumper off to get to the whole thing and rewire it and reconnect it. So he said, there's a crease on the inside of your bumper. And I said, okay. So we went through the whole thing, and this, you know, $20 part's going to wind up costing like $700 to replace. I said, so you are saying that there's evidence of a strike? And he said, yeah. I said, all right, I'll call the... you write up the estimate, I'll call the insurance company, and I turn the claim in because somebody hit me, damaged my vehicle, and it's going to cost me money. So the folks at the insurance company were very accommodating, and once I get the email of the estimate and all that stuff, I'll send it to them. But I just wanted to say this about Spurries. If they can't handle it, they will recommend somebody that can, and they have very good working relationship with people like that. So... now here we go. Spurries Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in East, and that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurries Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And that's what they do. Tires, tires, tires. Tractor trailers, farm equipment, pickup trucks, cars, passenger cars, any make or model. So I did apply for and received the Bridgestone Firestone when I bought my Firestones a month or so ago. And you know what? Spurries Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Guy come in there with a wheelbarrow tire one day. They had it. Garden tractors, farm tractors, if you own any kind of trailer or ATV or UTV, Spurries has the tires to fit. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, in most cases. Spurries Farm Service Team goes from farm to farm, takes care of the tires for local farmers. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including my family. The son-in-law just got a set of tractor tires for his little small Kubota, and they've kept me satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry around the shop or in town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Services business on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7385. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
That's it. You do your thing, I'll do mine. That's right. All right. Paul from Severna Park. Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Mr. Allen, yeah, I'm here. I have two things to discuss with you. The first one is a quick one. I am not seeing any osprey this year. None.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Well, there was a downturn in the population last year. There have been several articles about it. Now I'm seeing a few. They're on the nest. We're seeing them at Blackwater. We're seeing them on all the rivers. I saw one yesterday going across the Dover Road Bridge, or Dover Bridge there on Dover Road headed towards Preston. And I'm seeing them on the nest.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you're going to see them everywhere.
Have you looked at
any of the osprey cameras? There's one down there.
I'm not quite that heavily involved in. I can see, I have view of the upper Severn River. And I would watch them. Fishing, I call it. They're fishing for their dinner.
Yeah.
But not this year. I do see bald eagles, but not any osprey. I just was wondering. So, watching.
They're not exactly friends, by the way, bald eagles and ospreys.
Oh, I know they're not. I know the bald eagle will steal fish from the osprey if it has a chance.
I've said this just recently. The coolest thing I ever saw was headed to Hooper's Island, and there was an osprey with a fish.
Yeah.
And right behind it was a bald eagle, but underneath it was a crow.
Oh.
Guess who wound up with the fish? all flying in a squadron. Osprey with a fish, beating wings to get away from the eagle who was gaining ground or gaining sky, and then the crow right underneath waiting for something to happen, the opportunistic crow. So, but it was pretty cool to see that whole combo. But I've seen several in Caroline County, the ospreys carrying sticks for nests and things like that. I think that's also the chop tank up there around Denton. So, you know, that they're Okay. They seem to be out and about on the chop tank. And if anybody has any sightings or lack of, please give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, because, you know, wildlife watching is one of our things.
Yeah. So. Now, the second thing is I was up several weeks ago, 3 or 4 in the morning. I passed by a window, and I looked out, and there was a large animal there. Had a tail similar to a fox's, and a big animal, and I thought it might have been a gray fox. Now I'm thinking it might have been a coyote. Do we have coyote?
No.
Could it have been a coyote?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been here a long time, and I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It was probably a coyote. Their breeding season is over. Their pups are in the den right now, so they're out hunting at night
feed them. Yes, 4 in the morning.
They're pretty much creatures of the dark anyway. I mean, it's not real common to see them in the daytime, unless you're in a very heavily populated area like Western Maryland, and you know, you see them in the woods when you're deer hunting or something like that, but. Probably coyote. Yeah. We had friends in Pasadena who had a tame duck in their yard, and it went missing one day, and the next day they saw a coyote in the yard with something in its mouth. So yeah, they're very opportunistic. They'll take cats and dogs and anything that's not nailed down to eat. They'll be even more prevalent when the fawning season starts, because they do prey on fawns. Now, DNR doesn't seem to think that they're a big problem, but, you know, anytime something's affecting the deer herd like that and taking fawns, they're a problem. So, yes.
Well,
you saw a coyote, no question.
Well, I thought so, too. I saw a picture of it on Google. And it matched up pretty close to what I saw. Big head, big tail. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Big animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one last April on my trail camera in the woods in Queen Anne's County. The only one I've ever seen on trail camera. And the camera takes a lot of pictures. So, but yeah, that there was just the front end of one, a big dog coyote. I mean, he was big.
Yes.
Like you said. And he made an impression on me. So
yes, he made an impression on me too.
I'm sure he did. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your information here.
Yes, sir.
I'll just keep tuned in.
keep on keeping on. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for listening. All right, man. You have a great day.
Same to you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah. Just so I'm just looking on the camera here. Yesterday we had a female fox out in the middle of the daytime. Day before, 2 days before, we had a fox that had a lot of mange on it, on its tail. I've got minerals out. I've got a mineral lookout. And of course this week the farmer, did his thing this week and last. He sprayed the field, killed all the grass. So the turkeys have stopped coming into the field because there's nothing there for them to eat now. The grass is gone. The bugs and the grasshoppers are gone. But the mineral is right along the edge of the woods where he couldn't plow or disc or harrow or plant or whatever he was doing, and the deer are coming in to eat that. We got three or four different bucks working on it. Their antlers are growing nice. And a big giant pregnant doe come in there the other day, working on the mineral stuff. It is called RAC RX365 by Welsh Mountain, and they're just coming out with it, so it's pretty cool. All right. Yeah, oh, my gosh, look at that. Yeah, Osprey come up the Susquehanna? Yes, they do. That's a dandy little fish there, Kayla. Yes, indeed. Yes, thank you, John. Answering text on the air, not via text. How about that? Anybody online there, Mr. Aaron? All right. Well, we did talk about Clyde's and the St. Croix fishing rods, but Clyde's has live bait and tackle for anything and everyone. I mentioned I bought a Pfluger President spinning reel, which I really liked, and a St. Croix fishing rod, which I really like. But they've got a good supply of all rods and reels, including Shakespeare and a good selection of ugly stick fishing rods, if you like those. A lot of people like those for different kinds of fishing, like flounder and sea trout and walleyes and things like that, with the very sensitive tip. And the beefy ones for catfish. People love the ugly sticks for catfish too. Clodge has them, that's for sure. Of course, they have a lot of line. If you want line spooled on your reels, they can do that too. They put some Berkeley trilene on my reel and I hooked it up with a St. Croix rod, very happy. But again, live and frozen bait. They got the licenses, all the lures, tackle, and hooks. They got about 5 or 6 cases of frogs and such for snakeheads. That'll be going on display pretty soon. So very popular, and I was proud to get them connected with Tailored Lures, which are a great frog company there for snakeheads. So they've got tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass and snakeheads. For the rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Lansdowne, Halethorpe area. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Make sure you stop by. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. Look, I walked around and looked at all the outdoor stuff the other day. I looked at the tables, and I looked at the Adirondack chairs. Do you know, folks, remember what a glider is you used to have on your porch? You sat on it, and it slid back and forth on rails. It didn't rock. It just glided back. They have a double Adirondack chair glider at Backyard Billy's. I thought it was cool. They've got high-top tables in the shapes of surfboards. They got a lot of high-tops. They got a lot of big tables for big families, and these are all outside what we used to call picnic tables, but they are great. They're poly, indestructible, weatherproof, last forever type of thing, and you'll really enjoy taking a look at that stuff for sure. Inside, great furniture, a lot of it on sale, you know, for your patio, for your deck, for your beach house, ready to go. And I make a joke about the umbrellas, the deck umbrellas. They're fascinating to me. For some reason, you put this umbrella stand up, and you cover almost your whole deck with an umbrella. It's really, really cool, and it makes a great place to do a party outside on a hot day, because it'll keep things cool. So they've got everything. You know, they've got the Big Green Egg, they've got the Memphis grills that I mentioned earlier, and the hearth stuff, the fireplace inserts, are also on sale. Good savings on those. Regency Fire and Enviro, two that come to mind. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? It's just a shopping center. You'll love it. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. They're located Route 50, Exit 44, or just off of Route 18 in Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They oughta give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Got a couple of minutes left here in this hour. Anybody would like to call? We have room for one more caller. Remind you that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit is today at Pintail Point. Starts at 4 o'clock. You can go out and shoot around the sporting clays for just $35 between 9 o'clock and about 2 o'clock. We'd like to invite you to do that. The Harvard Grace Decoy and Wildlife Festival, in conjunction with the its 44th annual, coming to the Star Center, 700 Congress Street in Harvard Grace, in conjunction with the Decoy Museum. Head up to Harvard Grace this weekend. Make sure you take in that event there. What else we got going on here? Oh, I talked to the folks at Bell Creek Equipment yesterday. They had a fantastic open house. I just want to thank all of our listeners who showed up to that and participated in the purchase of some equipment and some UTVs and tractors and mowers and things like that. They had a really good weekend. So we thank the folks on the radio show for, and you know, you can always stop by and see what's going on there. So, all right. Yeah, I did visit a lot of sponsors, Battery Warehouse and Clyde's and the MilSpec dealers, and took a closer look at that diesel fuel box, diesel fuel container that fits on the back of your pickup truck. You can make sure it's connected to your tank in the truck if you have a diesel pickup truck, or you can pump into another diesel piece of equipment from that container in your truck. Anywhere from 40 to 80 some gallons, and they're pretty cool. And they also have a toolbox underneath, and they're all coated with MilSpec liner material, so inside down. Very, very nice unit. And if you're a diesel truck owner, take a look at that. That's at Glen Burnie location, Superior Linings. So, and I talked to Jack, too, at Maryland Spray Linings in Catonsville. We'll talk more about that. Anyway, there's the music. Get out, stay safe. Love the Lord, love your family. We'll see you after the news.